I remember the rail fences. They were not in use or being rebuilt during my time on the farm, but they were remnants of them still there that I very well remember climbing over. Mm-hmm. And they were made in the zigzag form, but they were referred to as a rail fence.
Do you ever remember anybody calling them worm fences?
No.
Or elbow fences?
All I ever heard was rail fence. And in later years, I have learned that there were several kinds of rail fences, but ours were the zigzag that were put together like that.
Did they have any posts going this way, or did they all go this way?
They went this way. Mm. No, the decks would...
Nothing vertical?
Nothing vertical. Mm. They must have had, I didn't observe, they must have had perhaps some vertical thing where they came to an end. A star that wouldn't just lay on the ground. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And where did they keep the tools and things like that? The wood and...
Well, the wood, our wood was usually cut in the summer months between laying by the crops. Laying by would mean you were through cultivating for the year. We always referred to it as laying by the crops. And time to gather the crops. You had a period in there, and they usually cut wood, and it was ranked. We didn't have a house to put it in, but it was ranked. Long ranks, along the fences. And this more or less kept it dry underneath. Stowwood was ranked, and firewood was ranked. Out in the open, along the fences.
Did they use the term cords of wood?
Yes, the cord, ranks and cords, but I could not tell you how many square feet was in a rank or how many square feet was in a cord. But now wood is cut and sold by the cord, which means it's so many feet.
Could it be the difference between a rank and a cord, the size?
There's a difference in the size in a rank and a cord.
The overall dimensions or the size of the wood?
The overall dimensions, because the wood would be cut to fit whatever fireplace. We had a very huge fireplace, because we had, it would be long sticks of wood. Whereas in the fireplaces now, they're so small that you would have, our stove wood was this big, you know. And stove wood was cut to fit the stove that you were using it in.
And where were the tools? I was curious, did you have any little buildings?
Down to Wagon Shed.
Wagon Shed?
Down to Wagon Shed. Was a building, we had a building that the wagons and all the farming implements were kept under. And then we had the gear room, which meant harness room, where we kept the harness, but was referred to as the gear room, up at the big barn. Mm-hmm. And
how about the corn?
The corn was stored in the corn crib, which was a part of the big barn. It was a very big, very big room. The corn was stored in that, and then we had the hayloft, which was the upper section of the barn that we stored the hay in.
Did you have small grains at all?
Not much. We raised wheat, and it was thrashed there on the farm, but not a great deal. And corn, some corn was sold, but corn was mostly raised to feed your stocks, because that was before the days of machinery, and you had your mules, and you had to have feed for the mules through the winter and summer. So the grain was used mostly for our home use.